This is Melbourne's 105.1 Triple M.
26 minutes to 7. James Lake joins us with the 6:30 news update. What can you tell us this morning, Lakey?
Very good morning to you, Luke, Ed and Rosie. We start with a 34-year-old Burwood man who is in police custody this morning after an alleged four-hour crime spree overnight. Now, police say that a Toyota Kluger was taken in an aggravated burglary on Tate Street in Newport just before midnight. That vehicle then turned up in Burwood, crashing into a parked car and a fence just before 2 a.m. with the driver fleeing the scene. Police believe that same person was then involved in another aggravated burglary a few blocks away on Bellevue Avenue in Burwood East around 3 o'clock. He was then arrested nearby at Butchinson Street in Burwood East also at 3:40 a.m. while allegedly trying to break into another vehicle. Police say luckily nobody else was injured during this crime spree.
Yeah, it gets your attention, doesn't it? The aggravated burglaries, carjackings in Melbourne. Sometimes it just goes through the keeper, Lakey, when you tell those stories, but it certainly has a lot of people on edge in this city. It's a new turn, and it's not a healthy one at all.
No. Victorians have also been told today to be watching out for measles symptoms after two more confirmed cases in Melbourne this month. Now, those two people infected travelled on trains on the Frankston line between Armidale and Southern Cross. They visited Collins Street, the Chadstone Shopping Centre, IKEA Richmond, and the Federation University in Ballarat between the 6th of September and 13th. At least one of those infections was contracted locally. The other one may have come in from overseas, and people have been told they could still show symptoms up until October the 4th if they have become infected. Some of those symptoms to look out for: fever, general discomfort, a runny nose, dry cough, sore and red eyes. These are very common symptoms this time of year.
So that's everybody in Melbourne at the moment, but yeah. but the rash is the one. When does the rash come up?
The rash is one that's fairly early as well. So okay. If you do get the rash and have those other symptoms, best to check in with
the doctors. So at the moment we've got two people who had measles?
Two people.
Okay.
And the problem is that you can be contagious before you have any of those symptoms, so you can be spreading it around.
Have we got any idea if you've been immunised or have you had measles before? Do you still catch it? Or
if you have had measles before, you're less likely to contract it, but you can still get it. I think it's also linked to shingles. You can catch that as well. And just finally, would you like to have a guess at what the most popular things are that Victorians are buying on the internet on a daily basis?
Finals tickets?
Yeah.
Finals tickets, yes.
Clothes?
Clothes, yep. Well, Census did some figures. Victorians are the biggest shoppers online out of everyone in Australia. Airline tickets are the most purchased items by us. Second of all, it's music on digital downloads, takeaway food and cosmetics. That's what we're spending our money on online here in Victoria.
There you go. So you buy the takeaway food, then you've got to buy the makeup to cover all the pimples you've got to, because you're chowing down on 15 burgers every night.
Well, it's just too easy to do it these days, isn't it?
That's what it's all about.
Jason Bennett coming up shortly with Overnight Sport, talking AFL contract and injury news.